keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News. As President Trump signed the government spending plan yesterday to end a three-day government shutdown, Fort Riley civilian employees in Kansas felt the impact beforehand. The organization announced civilian workers were furloughed. Irwin Army Community Hospital remains open for emergency and inpatient care, but some other services may be limited or unavailable. We have reached out to Fort Riley, but we have not heard back. And early February means it is tax season. K-State Research and Extension is once again offering its volunteers income tax assistance programs. In Shawnee County, individuals and families with low to moderate incomes can visit various locations over the next 2 months to receive the free help. I'm Marina Flores with 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Plum Creek Restaurant in downtown Beloit just made dinner easier. Now you can order online. No phone call needed. Just Google Plum Creek and order there. Take your time, customize your order, and click to confirm. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9, serving up favorites like the mushroom and Swiss burger and hand-cut steaks. And when you're ready to unwind, head downstairs to the Dove Down Under Bar. Open Monday through Saturday from 5 to close. Planning a holiday party? Plum Creek is now booking catering of any size with event spaces available. Plum Creek Restaurant. Now just a click away.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Slight chance for a mix of rain and snow today, otherwise mainly cloudy skies expected. Daytime high is approaching 44. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 25. Mainly sunny tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 62. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently, it's 35 degrees.
In agriculture, being precise and efficient makes all the difference in your operation, and your health deserves the same level of attention. Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems in Beloit brings robotic-assisted surgery to rural Kansas and Nebraska, offering smaller incisions, greater precision, and reduced downtime. From hernia repairs to gallbladder surgery, our skilled surgeons can reduce your downtime and get you back to what matters most. Call 785-738-9405 to schedule your surgical consultation today.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Despite taking a 23-16 lead into the second quarter, Wichita State was downed by Tulsa 75-65 last night at Charles Koch Arena. They were outscored 21-8 in the second frame. Both teams scored 20 points in the third frame and were outscored 18-14 in the final frame. The Shockers only put two players in double figures as Julia Harding scored 24 points on six made triples. Breon White scored 12 points, making six field goals. They're now 5-18 and 2-8 in the conference. They stay home to host UTSA Saturday at 1 p.m. on ESPN+. On the men's side, they host Charlotte tonight at 6:30 p.m. on ESPN+. It'll be the second straight game versus a team atop the conference standings. Wichita State is 19-10 all time when playing on February 4th. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Are you looking to buy or sell property in North Central Kansas? There's only one name you need to know, Hanson Auction and Realty. Whether you're looking to sell your farm, home, business, equipment, or just some personal property, Hanson Auction and Realty is your one-stop shop with over 11 years of experience and expertise. From selling real estate, consignments, liquidations, and everything in between, our team has got you covered. Call us today at 785-738-8932 or online at HansonOnlineAuction.com to check out all of our listings and upcoming sales. Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit, let us get you a good price.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
High school basketball last night, it was the Beloit Lady Trojans 50, Republic County Belleville 19. Beloit Trojans beat Republic County 60-55. It was the Osborne Lady Bulldogs 58, Tescott 16. It was Tescott boys beating Osborne 60-41. In Kennington, it was the St. John's Tipton girls beating Thunder Ridge 64-24. The St. John's Tipton boys knocked off Thunder Ridge 73-51. Evan Slavic had 18 for Thunder Ridge. Edward Herenick had 26. Dominic Eilert had 18. And Gabriel Roderick had 17. It was Pike Valley girls beating Natoma 50-26, and Natoma boys topping Pike Valley 52-46. Lincoln boys beat Stockton 73-45. It was Hoxie's girls 53, Smith Center 34, and it was Smith Center boys beating Hoxie 51-36. KDNS 94.1 game of the week. It was Rock Hills girls beating Sylvan Lucas 47-44. Bethany Simlink threw in a three-pointer with 1.8 seconds left for the win. She had 10 points, including 7 points, 5 of 7 free throws in the fourth quarter. Lainey Mosier had 3. Brindley Manning had 11. Miley Oast led all scorers with 16. Olivia Lindberg had 2, and Alex Fogo 2 for Rock Hills. For Sylvan Lucas, they fell to 8-7 on the year. Rock Hills improved to 12-2 and will play Hoisington on Thursday. For Sylvan Lucas girls, it was Lily Pencost with 11. Lauren Brokish had 1. Jaden Meitler had 8. Harley Nelson had 12. And Dominic Davidson had 12. Sylvan Lucas will host Thunder Ridge on Friday. On the boys' side, it was a low-scoring game. Sylvan Lucas improved to 10-4 with a 43-25 win, and Rock Hills fell to 8-8. The 25 points by Rock Hills was scored by Justin Luong with 3, Colin Worth with 6, Noah Eakins with 6, Eli Welchel 4, Ethan Worth 2, and Nolan Grout had 3. 43 points by Sylvan Lucas was led by Carter Johnson, 14. Vance Dahl had 4. Lane Brokish had 7. Zane Maupin had 2. Tristan Keith had 7. And Cody Charvat had 6. Rock Hills will host Lakeside on Friday. Kansas Basketball Coaches Association girls rankings. Just one team in the area being ranked now in 1A Division 1 girls. Little River 1, Wabunsee 2, Centralia 3, Olpe 4, Hodgman County 5, Rock Hills 6, South Gray 7, Quinter 8, Pretty Perry 9, and Clifton Clyde 10. Congratulations to Rock Hills coach Nick Miser on his 100th career victory last night as the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies rode a Bethany Simlink three-pointer at the buzzer to defeat Sylvan Lucas 47-44. Kansas Basketball Coaches Association rankings. On the boys' side, it is Concordia 6 in 4A, Class 3A boys, Wichita Collegiate 1, Heston 2, Holcomb 3, Anthony Harper Chaparral 4, Burlington 5, Beloit 6, Silver Lake 7, Hiawatha 8, Riverton 9, Osawatomie 10. Class 2A boys, Sterling continues to lead, Moundridge 2nd, Sacred Heart 3rd, Berean Academy, Elsleen 5, Classical School of Wichita 6, St. Mary's 7, Topeka Carr Park Waterville Latin School, 8, Rossville, 9, Valley Falls, 10. 1A Boys Division 1, Olpe 1, South Central 2, Little River 3, Central Plains 4, Burden Central 5, South Gray 6, Pleasanton 7, Lawrence Bishop Seabury 8, Wabunsee 9, and St. John's Tipton 10. 1A Division 2 Boys, Hanover 1, Axtell 2, Thunder Ridge Boys 3, Hartford 4, Lebo 5, Wallace County 6, Deerfield 7, Wheatland Grinnell 8, Victoria 9, and Weskin 10.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you only pay one deductible. Talk to an agent about our one deductible advantage.
In Beloit, contact Farm Bureau agent Jason Chancellor at 785-738-2551.
It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.